大家一个问题，有的时候你会不会感觉有一点力不从心？
I want to ask a question. Sometimes do you feel that your strength cannot keep up with your heart?
有没有这种感觉说心有余而力不足？
You feel fatigued and weak that you cannot do what you want to do.
人生病的时候会有这种感觉。
When you are sick, you will feel like this.
无论是你刚刚打了疫苗，或者是感染了病毒，你好多事情你想做，却没有力气去做。
You couldn't do what you want when you first maybe received your vaccination or you were infected by virus.
甚至这个连起床的力气都没有。
You couldn't even get up from your bed.
人到老年的时候，就有这种越来越强烈的力不从心的感受。
When people grow old, this kind of fatigue and weakness getting stronger.
以前很容易爬的楼梯，现在变成好像很不容易，变成一个困难的事情。
Even just climbing the ladders, when you were young, it was easy, and now it's become almost a daunting task, for
还不是 ladder， 是那个 stairs。
Stairs.
那老年人最怕的就是绊倒栽跟头了。
Yeah, when you're old, what you fear most is, you know, you fail, stumble.
呀，你以为可以很容易跨过去，你以前也是很容易跨过去的东西。但是就是因为没有力气会不小心会跌倒。
Yeah, something you thought that you can easily cross, instead you fail and stumble.
我们当中有一些年轻一点的弟兄姐妹还喜欢跑步。
You know, some of us who are still young, they like to run, jogging.
每年跑一次5公里的赛跑。
Some of them run a 5 kilometers marathon every year.
5公里还没到这个马拉松。那我知道有一个弟兄我们当中他每年都跑几个马拉松。
I know one brothers who run several marathon each year.
那像这种的长距离的赛跑，一定要之前有一段时间有计划的去训练才。
Such a you know kind of race marathon, you need prepare and train before that.
否则跑到中间或者跑到最后的时候，你就没有力气再继续跑下去。
Otherwise, you won't be able to carry on.
弟兄姐妹们，我们跟随主的时候，会不会也有这种灵里面力不从心的感觉呢？
Dear brother and sister, have you ever felt this kind of spiritual fatigue and the weakness when we follow Jesus?
想要去做的事情却做不出来。
You couldn't do what you want to do.
心里有很强的感动，但却是没有化作行动。
You were deeply moved, but you couldn't take any action.
好多事情我们看到了，想到了，却没有去做。
There are many things that we already thought about and we saw, but we didn't take action.
我们年初所立下的志向，现在到了5月份了，好像已经不像当初我们立志的那个样子。
In the beginning of the year, we always have a New Year resolution. And now, even just in May, seems like we already, you know, abandoned some of our resolution.
我们听到，我们也知道，刚刚又重新的温习说，福音乃是神的大能。
We already heard and we understood that a gospel is the power of God.
但似乎这种经历福音神的大能的经历，好像都是我们羡慕的别人的经历。
But it's always like an experience that we envy, that only happened in other people's life.
这种灵里面没有力气的、力不从心的这种的状况，怎么能够被改变过来
How can this be changed, this kind of spiritual fatigue and weakness in our life?
答案就在今天我们要读的经文里。
The answers are in the Bible verses we are going to read.
今天我们要读的经文是在马可福音的第一章12节到第13节。
It's from in Mark chapter 1, verses 12 to 15.
14节、15节可以放出来吗？马可福音1章12节，圣灵就把耶稣推到旷野里去，他在旷野40天，受撒旦的试探，并与野兽同在一处，却有天使来伺候他。
At once, the Spirit sent him out into the desert, and he was in the desert 40 days. Being tempted by Satan, he was with the wild animals. An angel attended him.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说：“日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。”After
John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news.
让我们一起来低头祷告。Let's
bow our head and pray.
天父，当我们打开你自己的话的时候，求你打开我们的心。Dear
Heavenly Father, when we open the Bible, please also open our heart.
我们祈求真理的圣灵来光照我们每一个人的心。We
pray that the Spirit of the truth can shed light on our heart.
开通我们属灵的耳朵，能够听见你真理的道。
So our spiritual ears can be open that we can really listen to your word.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 耶稣的工作是从旷野开始的。
Jesus started his work from the desert.
之前9到11节我们上周读的是耶稣基督受洗的记载。
The previous Bible verses we read last week, it was about his baptism.
我们会想象说，他既然已经公开的显明了他作为上帝的儿子的一个身份，他应该马上就开始工作喽。We
thought that as his identity of the Son of God has been revealed, he will immediately start his work.
就像14节、15节所记载的，耶稣就公开的向人讲说，日期满了。 时候到了，神的国近了，我们可以借着悔改，可以进入到神的国度喽。Jesus
should immediately proclaim the good news of God, as we just read. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news.
但是马可的记载不是这样。However,
it was not recorded as such.
在他受洗显明他的身份之后，和他公开的传讲天国的福音之前，中间还发生了一件事情。
After his baptism and before he publicly proclaiming the good news of God, something happened.
就是耶稣进入旷野,
Jesus went into the desert.
就是圣灵把他吹到旷野,
the Holy Spirit sent him to the desert.
这个吹到这个词是一个很强烈的把一个东西扔出去，把一个人扔出去的一个意思。
Here, sent actually means I throw somebody out.
就是一个很紧急、很快的一个动作。
Yeah, it's throw somebody into a situation. It's a very urgent and the swift action.
这并不表明说耶稣是不自愿的进入旷野。
But it doesn't mean that Jesus was not voluntarily went to the desert.
马可是要强调说，耶稣接下来做这件事是一件非常紧急、不可跳过去、非常重要的一件事。Mark
just wants to emphasize that what Jesus did here is very urgent. It's inevitable.
耶稣进入旷野待了40天的时间。Jesus
stayed in the desert for 40 days.
在那里进行了一场非常重要的属灵的征战。He
has experienced a very important spiritual battle in the desert.
马太福音、路加福音都给我们记载了很详细，魔鬼是如何一次一次的试探耶稣的。In
Mark and Matthew, they were clearly recorded. Now, how devil tempted Jesus.
马可福音里面特别这个强调这个耶稣基督啊，他在这里面最后他胜过这场试探之后，也受出来与他同在。And
in Mark, especially, it reported after Jesus overcome the temptation, there are a wild animal came to be with Jesus.
而且有天使出来伺候耶稣。And
also angels attended him.
主耶稣基督顺从圣灵的引导，吹逼进入旷野。After
Jesus obeyed the Holy Spirit and went into the desert,
向我们显明一个属灵的一个事实。A
spiritual revelation was revealed to us.
就是我们如果要进入这个世界，进入到人的世界当中，能够为神所使用，来彰显他的能力和荣耀的之前。
Before we came to this world, into people, and to reveal the glory of God,
我们必须在灵里面首先要得胜。
We have to won a victory in spiritual battle.
我们必须学会如何靠着神的能力、圣灵的能力胜过仇敌之后，我们的工作才能有果效。
We can only produce result after we learn.From the Holy Spirit, how to overcome the temptation of evil.
然而，今天的人生活在二十一世纪的基督徒，资源很丰富，手段很多，用的方法很多，但常常会忽略这一点。
However, in 21st century, Christian has many resources, many tools. However, this is an important lesson. Many of them ignore.
没有像主耶稣基督这样在做工之前先进入旷野。
Very few of them have this experience that before they went to the human society, they went into the spiritual desert.
学习在旷野当中经历神自己。
They learn how to experience God in the desert.
以至于做工没有果效。
That's why they cannot produce any
results. 服事当中就很疲累。
And their work become exhausting.
甚至自己都信心受到挫败。
Even their face got damaged and badly injured.
所以我们知道旷野中的经历是很重要的。
So we know that experience in the desert is very important.
这是主耶稣基督在他进入旷野当中向我们所彰显。
This is what Jesus revealed to us before he went to desert.
旷野当中，我们从圣经当中可以看到啊，大概有五种的经历。
Well, the experience of in the desert, we can read from the Bible. There are five examples we can follow.
旷野是没有人烟的地方。
Well, the desert is a place without a human.
是任何的资源都非常贫乏的地方。
It is a very desolate, barren place.
旷野不适合人去住的。
It's uninhabitable.
然而，让人在旷野当中必须要离开熟悉的环境、安全的环境。
However, it forced people to live in the familiar and the secure environment.
进入旷野的人，他好像失去了这个，比如说家人的陪伴，一种安全的保障。
When you enter into the desert, you lost the companionship of your family and the security you used to have.
生活上那种稳定的供应也不在了。
You can no more have a very steady life supply.
平时我们都很习惯的所依靠的那些的事情都被挪走了。
Everything we count on or used to were removed.
然而就是在这样旷野当中呢，我们开始遇见神。
However, it's the beginning of our encounter with God.
就像这个雅各一样。
Just like the experience of Jacob.
雅各是信三代啊，信仰的第三代了。
Jacob is the third generation of a Christian family.
祖父大名鼎鼎的亚伯拉罕。
His grandfather was Abraham.
父亲也是神所拣选的这个以撒。
And his father is Isaac.
但是他生长在这样的家庭当中，直到他七十多岁的时候离开家的时候，他之前从来没有直接的去遇见过神。
However, even raised in such a Christian family until 70 years old, when he left, before he left his home, he never had a direct encounter with God.
很羡慕神给的祝福。
He envied the blessing come from God.
他也很渴望得到长子的名分，长子的祝福。
And he also wanted to have the birthright of the firstborn.
但是他不懂得等候神的时间，用神的方法去得到这些的祝福。
However, he didn't know how to wait in God's time, how to gain this blessing through God.
直到他离开家，离开他熟悉的环境以后，进入旷野之后，他才第一次面对面遇见神。
And he had the first encounter face to face with God until.He left his home.
他一个人离开家，走到伯特利这个地方。
He left his house and went to Berkeley.
Bethel.
Sorry.
那圣经的描写啊，这是他蛮凄凉的。
And in Bible's description, he felt very lonely.
一个人孤单。
He was alone.
枕着石头睡着了。
He actually slept on a pile of stone.
然而就在这个时候，神选择向他显现。
However, at this moment, God decided to reveal himself to him.
从这里开始，神开始学习，一步让他学习，一步一步的怎么跟随上帝的亲自的引领。
And from there, God taught him how to follow God's guidance one step after another.
以前他所听到的这个神只是他祖父的神，他父亲的神。
Before that, he only knew this God was the God that belongs to his grandfather, his father.
直到雅各进入旷野一个人的时候，他开始面对这位上帝。
However, it was the first time he faced this God, after he went into the desert.
对于雅各来讲，在旷野当中说，好像是什么东西都失去了。
Well, to Jacob, it seems like he has lost everything in the desert.
但是在这个时候，神让他学习怎么去直接的去听神的话，跟从神自己的引导。
However, just during this special moment, God taught him how to listen to God and how to follow God's guidance.
对于摩西来讲，旷野是他学习怎么对付自己的肉体的一个地方。
To Moses, the desert is the place how he deal with his own flesh and blood.
他四十岁的时候，他觉得他很能干。
When he was 40, he thought he was very capable.
身强力壮，正是这个当打之年。
He was very strong and physically in a good shape.
而且受了埃及最好的教育，学了最高的学问。
He was well educated in Egyptian palace.
当他认出他是以色列人、犹太人，神所拣选的这个民族的人当中一份子的身份的时候。
When he learned that he was actually a Jew.
所以他觉得当仁不让，这个时候他应该成为领袖，带领以色列人。
He thought that he should become a leader and to lead the Israelites.
但这不是神给他的安排。
However, it was not an arrangement from God.
不是在四十岁的时候。
Not at his 40.
是到他八十岁的时候。
It was when he was 80 years old.
所以中间还有四十年才做什么？
So during those 40 years, what was he doing?
神就把他放在旷野。
God put him into a desert.
做一个牧羊人。
To become a shepherd.
做一个简单的丈夫。
To become a husband.
做一个简单的父亲。
To become a father.
然而在这四十年当中，神在这个人的身上做了很奇妙改变。
However, God has changed him miraculously during those 40 years.
让他学习做事，不是靠着自己的血气，不是靠着自己的能力。
Then he learned not to do things through his own strengths, not through his own capability.
从一个很有能力又很骄傲的一个摩西，变成了一个在世上最谦卑的一个人。
He has become the most humble man on earth from someone very proud and who trusts in his own strength.
到一个地步，他觉得他连说话的能力都没有的时候，神的拣选才临到。
Even when God has chosen him and he was humble to say that I don't know how to speak.
这是神常常对付我们基督徒必须要经过的一个阶段。
This is the stage that the Christian has to go through when we want to work with God.
摩西的旷野的经历是对付他的骄傲。
The experience of Moses is to deal with his pride.
可能你我在肉体当中的表现是其他的表现。
Maybe in flesh and blood, we show our pride in other form.
我们必须在主的面前对付我们肉体这些的。天然的血性的那部分除去之后，才能够为神做事。
And all our problems in our flesh and blood has to be removed by God before we can work for Him.
对于先知以利亚来讲，旷野就是来仰望神的地方。
To the prophet Elijah, the desert means a place that he can count on God's provide.
学习单单依靠神的供应。
So he can only count on God's provide.
不是神加上水。
It is not God and plus water.
不是神加上食物。
is not God plus food.
不是神加上什么其他的保护。
It is not God plus any protection.
而是学习单单仰望上帝的供应。
Instead, there is only God's provide.
因为以利亚的祷告，整个以色列地区三年半没有下雨。
Because of Elijah's prayers, there has been no one raindrop in 3 years.
这一段时间，神就把以利亚放到那个溪水边旷野里面。
Well, and during that time, God put him beside a stream in the desert.
每天神派乌鸦来叼饼叼肉给他吃。
Every day, God provided Elijah bread and meat through crop.
今天他有的吃，但明天乌鸦会不会出现，他不知道。
Well, even today the crow has sent him bread and meat. Can the crow come tomorrow? He didn't know.
后来这个溪水也干了，神又把他带到一个饱腹的家中。
Later on, when the stream was dried up, God led him to a widow's house.
神的工人，神的先知，为神所使用的人，必须要学会这一点。
God's workers and God's prophets has to learn this in the beginning.
不是依靠神再 plus 其他的东西。
We do not count on God and plus anything else.
而是学会一点说，神加上 nothing 等于 everything.
So we have to learn that God plus nothing equal to everything.
神就是我们一切的供应。
God is the only provider that we should count.
对于保罗来讲，在旷野当中是领受上帝启示的地方。
To Paul, the desert is the place he received God's revelation.
他在大马士革路上重生得救之后。
When he became a Christian, born again on his journey to Damascus,
神把他带到阿拉伯的旷野有三年的时间。
God led him to a desert in Arabia for 3 years.
在那里，主耶稣基督亲自教导他关于上帝真理福音的启示。
In the desert, Jesus Christ taught him personally, reveal all the truths in the Bibles to Paul.
保罗在成为基督徒之前，他就是法利赛人。
Paul was a Pharisee before he became a Christian.
他已经很熟悉旧约的圣经。
He was very familiar with the Old Testament.
但是他重生以后，他要有一段时间把他以前所认识的这位神，以前他所读的这个圣经，有一个重新的新的眼光去看待。
However, after he became a born-again Christian, he has to...learn and know this God that he used to familiar with from a totally different perspective.
要纠正他以前那些错误的观念。
He has to abandon those incorrect concepts.
要学习用福音真理的光去看待神的话语，重读圣经。
He has to just study the Bible from by the Holy Spirit of the truth.
所以旷野这三年是保罗的神学院。
So the desert has become Paul's seminary.
对于以色列人来讲啊，在旷野当中有前面所讲的神的引导、神的供应、神的启示，所有的经历。
For Israelites, the desert means whatever we mentioned before: God's revelation, God's guidance, God's provide.
那还有一个很重要的以色列人在旷野的经历，就是属灵的征战。
And another very important lesson is the spiritual battle they have gone through in the desert.
神带领以色列人出埃及，过红海，行的不断一个一个的神迹，带他们进入到旷野当中。
God has led Israelites through the Red Sea and into the desert, and they have gone through one and another miracles.
进入旷野之后，很快他们就遇到一场征战。
As soon as they went into the desert, they have encountered a spiritual battle.
就是这些亚玛力人来跟在他们后面，专门攻击他们当中软弱的人。
So the Amorites follow them and try to attack those weak people.
落在那个后面的走得慢的人啊，这个亚玛力人出来就攻击他。
The Amorites just look for the opportunity to attack the weak who left behind.
所以这个时候，摩西、约书亚他们就带领了以色列人去与亚玛力人征战。
And so at this moment, Moses and Joshua led the Israelites to fight Amorites.
这次他们的征战是一个得胜的经历。
And this time they won. It's a victorious experience.
为什么？因为在山上有人祷告。
Why? Because on the mountain top, there were people praying for them.
约书亚年轻啊，他带着打仗的那些战士在底下征战。
Joshua led a soldier to fight the Amorites in the bottom of the mountain.
然而圣经告诉我们说，真正的那个征战的得胜还是失败，不取决于在战场上的征战。
However, the Bible told us the real battle didn't happen in a battlefield.
而是取决于在山上祷告的摩西的这个手。
However, it was count on the hands of Moses who was praying on top.
什么时候摩西的手举起来，他们就得胜，以色列就得胜。
Whenever Moses raised his hands, they won.
什么时候他这个手累了发沉沉下来的时候，底下就失败了。
But however, when Moses his hands fell down, those soldiers who fought lost their life.
所以摩西身边就有两个同工出来了啊，一个是他的哥哥亚伦，一个是户尔。
So there were two co-workers came to help Moses. One is his brother Aaron.
所以他这两个人就帮助摩西把手一直举着，直到下面以色列人彻底的打败亚玛力。
So they helped Moses to raise both of his hands until Israelites who fought in the battlefield won.
这一场得胜的经历是一个团队服事的祷告的结果。
So the victory is the result of a teamwork with the prayers.
各尽其职。
So everybody fulfilled their duty.
同心祷告。
And prayed unitedly.
支取上帝的能力。
So they can have God's power.
他们就得胜。
And they won.
然而其实他们在旷野不必要流浪，像他们后来流浪了40年那么长的时间。
They didn't have to wander in the desert for 40 years.
他们走了几个月就已经走到神要带他们去的西乃山的底下。
After a few months, they already close to Mount Sinai.
在西乃山的底下，神向他们启示真理。
And there, God revealed the truth to the Israelites.
把律法给他们。
Gave them the law.
把要造那个会幕的样式给他们看。
Gave them the model of the tabernacle.
借着摩西都把这些事情跟他们讲明。
And they, God had given them clear instructions through Moses.
不到两年的时间，这些事情都已经做完了。
In two years, all this can be accomplished.
这一部分是神给他们的带领。
This is the guidance from God.
然后神就带他们往继续从西乃山往前走。
And then God let him move on.
走到那个要进的那个流奶与蜜的迦南地的边上。
Until the brink of the Canaan, where they can find honey and milk.
在加底斯巴尼亚那个地方，派12个探子进去看神所应许的这个应许之地。
And then send 12 spies near the place called Kadesh Barnea.
然而就在这个时候，他们本来可以一步跟着神的带领。直接在这个时候进入迦南美地的，结果他们失败了。
And with only one step, they can enter Canaan, which God promised them as their promised land. However, they failed.
就是因为他们的不信。
Because they disbelieve.
不信神。
They disbelieve God.
也不信任他们的领袖。
And they disbelieve in their leader.
不能够跟随有信心的这个约书亚和迦勒的榜样。
They did not follow the example of Caleb and the.
结果他们这种不信造来的失败带来的后果，就是在接下来38年的时间里面，在这个旷野里不断的流浪。
And the miserable result of this disbelief is wandering in the following 38 years in the desert.
直到这一代人不信的这个时代倒闭旷野之后。
Until the generation who disbelieved all died in the desert.
所以对于以色列人在旷野中的经历是一个属灵的征战。
So for Israelites, the experience in the desert is a spiritual battle.
在旷野当中，以色列人要学习凭着信心来跟随云柱火柱神的引导。
In the desert, the Israelite has to learn to follow God's guidance through the pillar of fire, the pillar of cloud, God's own guidance.
靠着神的能力，胜过亚玛力人，也可以胜过迦南人。
So they can overcome the Amorites and the resident in Canaan.
所以这是我们在旷野当中看到的五种的经历。
So these are the five experiences that we can learn from the desert.
那主耶稣基督进入旷野的经历是主要在哪一点上呢？
So what do we learn from Jesus' experience in the desert?
也是我们今天能够在主里面克服那种无力感，那种力不从心的感受的关键在哪里呢？
This is also the key that how can we overcome this spiritual fatigue and weakness?
就是主耶稣基督在属灵的征战、祷告、进食上面首先得胜。
Jesus has won first in his prayer and in fasting to overcome the evil.
在马可福音当中没有讲说圣灵催逼耶稣进到旷野做什么。
In Mark, he didn't say that what Jesus actually did in the desert.
但是在马太福音特别把那个目的讲得很清楚。
But in Matthew, it has clearly recorded the purpose.
圣灵引导耶稣进入旷野，就是为了受魔鬼的试探。
The purpose is to lead Jesus into desert to be tempted by the devil.
耶稣在四十天在旷野当中是单独的面对面面对这个魔鬼的试探。
In the desert, Jesus was facing the temptation of the devil by himself.
在受试探的时候，他是单独面对，没有人陪伴他，没有人在那里鼓励他，为他祷告。
There was no companionship. Nobody was there to be with him or encourage him or pray for him.
这是他作为弥赛亚，作为基督，作为救主，他必须单独面对的一件事情。
This is a daunting task that he has to face it alone as Messiah, as our Savior.
要向世人显明，要向灵界显明，说他是配得做那位弥赛亚的那一位。
He wants to prove that he deserves to be the Messiah, the Savior.
借着他胜过魔鬼这件事情，让我们知道在早在创世纪三章十五节对那个预言女人后裔的预言就成就在耶稣的身上。
So through Jesus, the victories, we can know that what said in Genesis chapter 3, verses 15 has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
当耶稣基督刚当亚当夏娃刚刚犯罪之后，神就给了这样一个宝贵的应许。
So after Adam and Eve sinned against God, God gave this promise.
第一个亚当和他的妻子在试探魔鬼的引诱面前失败了。
When Adam and Eve failed, when facing the temptation of the devil.
但将来有一位被称为末后的亚当，被称为女人的后裔的那一位要出来，要拯救我们，他要打败魔鬼。
However, there will be a descendant from Eve. The other Adam will save all the human beings.
这个女人的后裔要跟蛇彼此为敌。
And the descendant of Eve and the serpent will become enemies.
女人的后裔，这位基督，这位救主，要伤蛇的头。
He will crush the serpent's head.
然后这个蛇呢，要伤这个女人的后裔的脚跟。
But the serpent will strike the heel of Eve's descendant.
那我们知道这件事情是最终是发生在十字架上。
We know in the end it happened on the cross.
在十字架上，耶稣基督借着他的死，伤了魔鬼的头，彻底的打败了魔鬼。
So on the cross, through Jesus Christ, he destroyed the devil. He totally won the spiritual battle.
借着三天以后，耶稣基督从死里复活，显明他是神的儿子。
Three days later, he resurrected from the dead to reveal that he's truly God's only son.
显明他的能力可以胜过死亡。
To reveal that his power can overcome the death.
胜过仇敌一切的攻击。
To overcome all attacks from his enemy.
十字架是这场征战的结束的高峰。
So, the cross is the peak of this victory.
然而，这场征战其实从耶稣基督降生就已经开始。
However, the battle actually began when Jesus was born.
特别是在旷野当中向世人显明。耶稣已经胜过魔鬼的各样的诡计，各样的试探。
Especially during his experience in the desert, that Jesus has overcome all the temptation, all the tricks that the devil were able to perform.
他向世人显明说，他之所以能够后来有赶鬼的能力，是因为他在这里面已经把那个鬼王已经捆绑。
So later on, when he had demonstrated the power to drive demon out of people's body, because he actually already struck down the leader of the devil.
后来那些魔鬼、那些邪灵都认出说这是神的儿子，他们为什么如此清楚？
So later on, all these demons can recognize Jesus as a son of God. Why they have such a clear idea of who he is?
因为就是在旷野的这场的属灵的征战当中，虽然地上还看得波澜不惊，但是在灵界里面，天使、魔鬼、邪灵都在观看。
Because what happened in the desert, it was a spiritual, magnificent spiritual battle. All the angels and the demons were watching, even though it was unknown to human race.
弟兄姐妹，同工们。当我们在服侍主的时候
，Dear brothers and sisters and co-worker, when we serve God,
真正的征战还不是发生在你来到这个聚会的。
The real battle doesn't just happen when you come to this gathering.
真正的征战是发生在你单独一个人的时候。
The real battle actually takes place when you are alone.
你这个时候是不是一个圣洁的生命？
Do you live a holy life?
是不是一个可以在天使、魔鬼、灵界的观看之下，可以做见证、站立的为耶稣的名做见证的一个生命？
So when you are alone, can you testify for God while angels and demons are watching?
所以当主耶稣基督讲这个灵界里发生的事情的时候，说没有人能进壮士家抢夺他的家具。必先捆住那壮士，才可以抢夺他的家。
That's why Jesus, when he comments on the spiritual battle, he said, "In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can rob his house."
什么时候耶稣把那个壮士、那个鬼王给捆住的呢
？So when did Jesus tie up the leader of the demons?
在旷野已经开始。
It started in the desert.
魔鬼最厉害的试探也不能胜过耶稣。
Even the most thought scheme cannot overcome Jesus.
所以到后来这些穷鬼都认识耶稣。
That's why later on, all demons can recognize Jesus.
大声向着耶稣呼叫说：“至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？我只是神恳求你不要叫我说。”是因耶稣曾吩咐他说：“乌鬼啊，从这人身上出来吧。”耶稣问他说：“你名叫什么？”回答说：“我名叫群，因为我们多的缘故。”
That's why later all these demons shouted to the Lord, said, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many."
这群鬼，所有的这些污鬼邪灵都知道耶稣是神的儿子。
So all demons know that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以在这个福音书里面记载，有时候门徒不知道耶稣是谁，有时候这个周围的人还搞不懂。但是每一个灵界的存在，无论是天使和魔鬼，都知道耶稣就是上帝的。
So sometimes in Bible we can see that even his disciple or the people around him don't know who Jesus is, but in the spiritual world, all demons and angels all know that who he is. He is the Messiah who is going to save the world.
就是因为耶稣在旷野当中，他已经在灵界的面前得胜。
Because in desert, Jesus already won the battle.
门徒为什么有时候赶不出鬼去？
Sometimes why his followers, his disciples could not drive the demon out.
一个年轻人被鬼附了，结果这个爸爸先找到耶稣的门徒，结果门徒赶不出鬼。
A young man was possessed by a demon, and the father first came to his disciple, but they couldn't drive the demon out.
然而耶稣一句话就把鬼赶走。
However, Jesus drove the demon out just by saying one sentence.
然后门徒就问耶稣，为什么？为什么我们赶不出来？
Then his disciple asked, why couldn't we do that?
耶稣说，你们总要祷告。
Jesus replied, you need to pray all the time.
以前他们赶出过鬼啊，这些门徒是奉着耶稣的权柄。
They had this spirit to drive demon out because they have through Jesus' power.
这一次他们再次赶鬼的时候竟然没有祷告。
And this time, when they tried to drive the demon out, they didn't pray.
他们依靠自己的经验，以前做过这个事情，这一次应该没有错，照着这个形式去做，但没想到他们没有这种的能力，自己没有这种能力。
They want to count on their experience because they succeeded before, so they thought that they could do it again. However,The power didn't come from them. It came from Jesus.
门徒的软弱集中在就表现在耶稣就要上十字架之前那段时间。
The weakness of those disciples were revealed before the moment Jesus was being put to the cross.
耶稣带门徒进了客西马尼园。
His disciple followed Jesus to Gethsemane.
吩咐他们一起跟耶稣一起来警醒祷告。
Jesus asked them to pray with him.
结果他们祷告祷告就睡着了。
However, after a while they pray and then they fell asleep.
耶稣回来看着他们睡着了，就说了这句话：总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
When Jesus came and saw his disciple fell asleep, he said.Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
彼得、约翰、雅各不是不爱神。
Peter, James, and
John,
they all love Jesus.
他们很爱神，而且很愿意跟耶稣基督一起来面对这个被抓被审这件事情。
They love Jesus so dearly, so that they are willing to face the consequence when, you know, they even knowing that Jesus will be captured.
彼得真的是愿意，他甚至可以讲出这样的话，说众人都跌倒，我永远不会跌倒的。
Peter was willing. He loved Jesus to the point that he said, everybody will fail, except me.
宁可我为你去死，我也不会否认你的名的。
He said to Jesus, I would die for you. I would never deny you.
结果他在众人面前三次否认他认识耶稣。
But the truth is, he denied Jesus three times in public.
彼得的失败是在这里。
So why Peter fell?
是在客西马尼园里面他就已经失败了。
In Gethsemane, he already fell.
因为他不能够警醒祷告。
Because he could not be alert and pray.
这不就是灵里面的力不从心吗？
Isn't this an example that show the revelation of the spiritual weakness?
这不就是灵里面的心有余而力不足吗？
It doesn't this lesson show us what it means that your spiritual cannot catch up with your heart?
当初这一批跟随耶稣的最亲近的门徒都如此的话，今天你我们要做门徒的人又如何？
So even those disciples who were so close to Jesus could fail. As Jesus' disciple today, what will happen to us?
我们有警醒祷告。
Do we watch and pray?
我们是不是在不知不觉当中也落入到那种迷惑当中呢？还不自知？
So do we fall into that kind of temptation without knowing what really happened?
如果我们连一周一个小时的祷告会都没办法参加，怎么说我们是警醒祷告呢？
If we could not even attend a weekly prayer meeting in one hour, how can we say we are watch and pray?
我们是太忙了。
Are we too busy?
是因为我们工作家庭的压力而使我们不停的忙碌，以至于没有时间祷告。
It's because we have this pressure from our work and family, so we didn't have time.
在我们的这个优先次序当中，祷告、亲近神、支取神的能力，到底排在第几位呢？
How we put the prayers and the, you know, to be close to God in our daily priority.
只要有其他的事情出来，我们就可以把祷告放在一边，就会把祷告的时间挤掉。那这说明祷告在我们的优先次序当中到底排在第几位？
So if something come up, we can put aside the prayer times. It will tell us how we see the priority of our prayer life.
不得不说，许多的弟兄姐妹是被一些各样的罪所缠累，以至于太忙，没有时间去祷告。
I have to say that many of our brothers and sisters were trapped by sin, so they don't have time to pray.
许多的时间被娱乐、被度假、被懒散所占，不是这样吗？
So much of our time were occupied by entertainment, vacation, and even laziness. Isn't that true?
我们的时间被我们心中那个情欲所缠缚，以至于没有时间来到神的面前祷告，不是这样吗？
Our time were consumed by our own desire, isn't that?
手机、网络、追剧、追逐新闻热点，这些都占据了我们的时间，占据了我们的精力，以至于我们没有时间来到神的面前去祷告，不是这样。
Mobiles, internet, and even dramas has occupied or even news has occupied much of our energy and time, isn't that true?
耶稣基督告诉当初这一批门徒的话，至今依然是真理，站在我们的面前向我们说话。如果我们不警醒祷告，就会陷入迷惑。
What Jesus said to his disciple at the time still true to us today. If we do not watch and pray, we will fall into temptation.
我们要悔改。
We need to repent.
若自洁，脱离卑贱的事。就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work.
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
每一个有心愿意做贵重器皿，成为服侍主的人，一定要有这几样旷野中的经历。
So whoever wants to be a tool for God to serve him, has to experience.The lesson learned in the desert.
我们要直接经历面对面遇见神的这种的经历。
We need to learn the experience to face God directly.
学习跟随神，怎样去分辨神的带领。
We need to learn to follow God, how to follow His guidance.
每一个服侍主的人要学习单单的去依靠神的供应。
Everyone who serves God has to learn how to depend on God's provide alone.
服侍神的人一定要好好读圣经。
Those who want to serve God has to study Bible.
在真理当中好好的建造自己的信心。
To build his faith, with the truth.
每个服侍主的人都要学习克服自己天然的那种的血性、那种肉体的那种的束缚。
And everyone who wants to serve God has to deal with his own flesh and blood.
而最重要的，我们今天要学习的，就是每一个服侍主的人要学习在灵里面首先要得胜，追求圣洁，胜过罪恶试探，我们才能够服侍。
And what is the most important lesson is today we want to share is that we need to learn to win the spiritual battle. So that we can become a clean and the holy instrument for God to use.
因着亚当夏娃的犯罪，本来的乐园成了旷野。
Well, because the sin of Adam and Eve, the paradise has become a desert.
在以赛亚书里面有很形象的描述。
In Isaiah, there is a very vivid description.
如何因着以东人的犯罪，本来一个漂亮的、荣美的宫殿，竟然变成了这个野兽出没的地方。
A palace has turned to a desert because the sin of the people.
然而紧接下来的这个以赛亚书第三十五章就讲说，那个王，那个基督重新再来，在人当中掌权的时候，这个旷野就重新变成了乐园。
But immediately there's another description that a desert has turned into a paradise because a king will come to change everything.
主耶稣基督亲自掌权的国度当中，甚至豺狼与这个羊羔同食，狮子必吃草，鹰与鹰一样，尘土必做蛇的食物，在我圣山的殿处，这一切都不伤人，不害物。这是耶和华说的。
So in this paradise, when Jesus is the king, the wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. But dust will be the serpent's food.They will neither harm nor destroy on all of my holy mountain, says the Lord.
这是为什么在马可的记载当中，他没有记载具体的这三个试探的内容，却把最后一个细节说，耶稣主耶稣基督在胜过试探之后，与那些野兽同在一处。
That's why in book Mark, it didn't record all the temptation, but he described an outcome. After Jesus won the victory, he was with the wild animals.
这是回应早在这个以赛亚书里面发出的这个预言，当这个基督来的时候，当他得胜，当他掌权的时候，就会有这样天地在一起和谐的一个国度，连野兽都可以跟人和平的住在一起。
It was responding to the prophecy in Isaiah. So when the real Messiah came, the real king came,Even the wild animal will come to live with man peacefully and harmoniously.
同时马可也是针对他第一批的听众，因为是在受逼迫的教会当中。
Also at the time, what Mark was saying this to his fellow Christians because they were under persecution.
那些被逼迫的基督徒被罗马人抓到以后，他们身上披上这个羊皮。
Because those Christians, when they were captured by Rome, they were forced to cover by the lambskin.
把羊的这个皮披在他们身上以后，就把这一批基督徒投到那个斗兽场里面。
So they were thrown into with the lion as a gladiator.
然后这个野兽就被释放出来，那些狮子就像抓羊羔一样，把这些基督徒扑倒，然后撕扯他们。
So those Christians were released. Into the ground and become gladiator to fight with the lion, and the lion will tear them off just like the tear off the lamb.
So Mark 在记载耶稣在旷野中征战得胜之后，国度掌权之后，他特地把这个细节记载在这里，告诉基督徒，在神的面前，当神已经得胜了，将来我们要去的地方是一个荣耀的神掌权的国度，野兽不再撕扯。
So that's why Mark wanted to tell his fellow Christians, when Jesus comes again as the ruler of the world, the real king, we will be in a place that the human being can be with the wild animal harmoniously. There will be no killing, no blood.
虽然我们今天在地上会受苦，虽然我们在这里会受逼迫，但是我们去到的地方是主耶稣基督亲自掌权。
So even though we were persecuted and suffer in this world, but the real world we're going to is the place that Jesus rule. He will be the king.
耶稣基督已经得胜。
Jesus has already won.
他在旷野得胜。
He has won in the desert.
他在十字架上完全的得胜。
He has won totally on the cross.
他在死里复活的当中向我们显明他是一个得胜的君王。
He has shown us that he's a victorious king through his resurrection from the dead.
今天他呼召我们。
Today he calls.
来经历他的得胜。
to experience his victory.
凭着信心，凭着祷告来支取他的得胜。
Through faith, through prayers, that we can, God, we can receive the power from.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
So now let's bow our head and pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，你是一个得胜的君王。
Dear Jesus Christ, we want to thank you because you are a victorious King.
借着你的到来，你医治我们一切的疾病。
Through you, you have healed all our sickness.
担当我们一切罪的刑罚。
You have shouldered all the sins on you.
主，谢谢你医治了我们曾经瞎眼、耳聋、腿瘸的病。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you. You have healed all our blindness, crippled, and lepers.
你医治了我们大麻烦的病，让我们能够打开眼睛，打开我们的感受，能够认识你。
You have healed our lepers so that we can.Open our eyes and we become sensitive to know who you are.
主啊，但是我们必须要承认。
We have to recognize.
我们常常会被各样的罪所缠累。
We will be trapped by all kinds of sin.
以至于旧病复发。
So that we have this relapse.
我们的眼睛好像又被遮蔽了。
Once again, we become blind.
看不清你的荣耀，看不清你的作为。
We cannot see your glory, cannot see your action.
有的时候我们又耳朵发沉了。
Sometimes things that we become deaf.
听不明白你反复对我们所讲的话。
We couldn't realize what you are trying to say to us.
本来我们可以站起来行走，可以奔跑，可以服侍的那条腿却变瘸了。
Sometimes we became crippled.While we can actually run and serve you,
没有办法起来来跟随。
We could not stand up and follow you.
大麻风又回来，来让我们那个属灵的感受变得麻木。
Well, sometimes the leprosy seems to attack us that we became spiritually numb.
主啊，我们在这里祈求你的怜悯。
Dear Lord, we want to pray.For your compassion,
请你再次来医治我。
Please heal us once again.
请你继续的来医治我。
Please continue to heal us.
让我们能够恢复跟你那样一个亲密的关系，像我当初那样爱你的那样的经历的一个复兴。
So that we can become once again close to you, you can revive our faith.
弟兄姐妹，我在这里想问你，你愿意再次经历神的医治
？Dear brothers and sisters, I want to ask you, do you want to experience God's healing again?
你愿意经历神再次打开我们的眼睛，开通我们的耳朵，使我们真正站起来来跟随他的经历
？Do you want God to open our eyes so we can hear?And then we can also run to follow him.
如果你愿意的话，请你举下手。
Please raise your hand if you are willing.
弟兄姐妹，你愿意在神的面前认不警醒、不祷告的罪吗
？Dear brother and sister, are you willing to confess that you are not watch and pray?
你愿意在这件事情上悔改
？Are you willing to repent?
如果你愿意的话，你向神来举下手。
If you're willing, please raise your hand to God.
主，你是蛮有怜悯的。
Dear Lord, you are God with compassion.
你没有撇下彼得，在他软弱的时候让他自生自灭。
You did not desert Peter when he was weak, so that he will be left alone.
而是你不停地在为彼得祷告。
Instead, you continue to pray for Peter.
在他软弱之后，可以重新的站立。
So after this failure, he could stand up again.
主，我们知道，如今你在父神的宝座的右边，一直不停的在为我们祷告。
We know till today that on the right hand side of God, you continue to pray for us.
让我们同心仰望你的救赎。
Let's count on your salvation.
支取你的怜悯。
So receive your compassion.
复兴我们的生命。
Please revive our life.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.